I'm Jamisha Millard, and on today's news story, I'm speaking with Justin Gunderson, the organizer of the annual Hip Hop Food Drive. The Hip Hop Food Drive is an event taking place virtually this year in 6 different Canadian cities made to raise money and non-perishable foods, which will then go towards food banks. What made you want to start this initiative?
As a teenager, when I was about 16 until the age of about 19, I was living on my own and of course had to go to the food bank in order to get food. I was going to school at the time and didn't have, enough money to be able to pay for groceries every month or every couple weeks. And so, there was a few food banks within the downtown area of Ottawa where I was living, and I was able to always go to the food bank. And so, being a hip hop artist and, also being involved in radio, I feel like I kind of had to take it upon myself to, give back, at an opportunity where I could, but using music to do it. And so the Hip Hop Food Drive was born in 2015, and the first event, had about 5 acts on there, and it was all hip hop artists. So, a bunch of rappers and people were coming back and giving back, and it was great just to see like performances happening and people dropping off non-perishable food items at the exact same time, and to be able to give back to a food bank at the end of the first event we did was really a great feeling, and kind of just grew from there.
Nice. Who else helps you organize the event?
Believe it or not, I mean it's literally like a one-man mission. When I started in 2015 all the way until this year, it's pretty much just been me as far as organizing the event. Now we have a lot of volunteers. Like, we always ask for volunteers every year. And so people will sign up online on hiphopfooddrive.com typically when we are doing the events in person. This year we're not doing the events in person, because of Corona. So everything will be virtually. So we're not necessarily looking for volunteers for the event, but we are looking for volunteers in regards to people sharing the posts, and the stream while it's happening live. And so if anybody wants to be able to help with that, they can sign up as a volunteer on hiphopfooddrive.com. This year, I was able to expand the team, and so now there's a few more people helping out this year for the Hip Hop Food Drive.
Nice, amazing. Because of the pandemic, what are some of the things that are changing? But other than it being virtual, like, is there anything else?
Yeah, I mean, as far as, like, the typical structure of the food drive, it's, the performances and people dropping off the non-perishable food items. But this year, because of COVID, like, the main thing that's changed is definitely not being inside of venues, but also not necessarily collecting non-perishable food items this year. We're collecting monetary donations, so people can donate via e-transfer to hiphopfooddrive@gmail.com from now until the 20th of December, but more specifically when the event is actually happening online. We're hoping that people will, be watching and also supporting at the same time.
Do you have a fundraising goal?
I think the goal really is to just be able to give back. There's no, figure as to how much we want to make. We just want to be able to raise some money and give it back at a time where everybody needs help.
Why is it important to give back to the community?
For me, it's that fulfilling feeling. I think it's one of those things where it's like when you have a platform and you're able to help other people out. If you're not doing that, especially as an artist, I would say most specifically, but as just somebody who has, a voice in the community, which I definitely do, I think, it's important for me to do that. It would almost be selfish of me not to do that. Just for anybody out there, if you've ever gone through hard times and you're in a better position now in your life, now's the time to give back. So, join me and help give back to 6 different cities. By the way, I should mention we're actually going to be holding this for Kingston, Montreal, Toronto, Vancouver, Calgary, and Ottawa. So 6 different cities will be, experiencing or getting these monetary donations and just being able to help out and give back to 6 different cities right now, especially during COVID. If you can do it, definitely jump online on hiphopfooddrive.com to watch the event as well as share it, and then send an e-transfer to hiphopfooddrive@gmail.com, and it can be, you know, as low as $5 and as much as a million if you have it. whatever you want to donate, just help out.
Can you tell me how the performances and how the event will play out?
Yeah, so the performances will be streamed during the 15th to the 20th. So every day is a different city. So on the 15th is Montreal, and then we end with Ottawa on the 20th. On Tuesday, Wednesday, Thursday, and Friday, which is from the 15th into the 18th of December, the event will be starting at 7 p.m. Eastern Standard Time on hiphopfooddrive.com. We'll also be streaming to Facebook and YouTube, so there'll be an event page on Facebook in the next couple of days for the 6th Annual Hip Hop Food Drive. And then on the Saturday and the Sunday, which is the 19th and the 20th of December, the event will be starting at 3 p.m. Eastern Standard Time.
Awesome. Do you have a few names of artists that you could tell us who's performing?
Yeah, 100%. So we got artists like Daniel, who's going to be joining the stream to talk about how important it is to give back. He'll also be dropping some bars. We have Dominique Gourley from Ottawa. She'll be doing some R&B. We got Mazin, who used to go by the name of Cap-A. We literally have about 30 artists involved this year. So the easiest place to check out the artist listing will be on the Facebook event page, which will be up in just a few days once again. But there's definitely some really great talent that will be part of it this year. And then people like Maestro Fresh West or Lex Viosis also are joining to, you know, just to salute and sort of give praise to how important the food drive is and talk to us during the events. Fundraiser ends December 20th, you know, and if for some reason you can't do it this year because times are hard, there's always going to be next year or the year after. So, you know, never upset, just as long as people want to share, that's also a great way to help out, right? It's just sharing it online and letting people know about it.
On today's news story, I spoke with Justin Gunderson, the organizer of the annual Hip Hop Food Drive. It's important to give back, especially during unprecedented times like these. If you can, join us for the annual Hip Hop Food Drive starting December 15th until December 20th. Thank you for tuning in to today's news story. This news story was made possible by the generous support of the Community Radio Fund of Canada.